Kinnaman at third. Two outs, 1-1. And a slow bounding ball past the mound, charging on it. Shaddy throw to first, not in time. Infield single for Daniel Amaral. Scores Kinnaman from third. It's 2-0 Black Bears. And now a ground ball to third. Gretler to his left. Fields, pirouettes, throws the first to retire Carson Shaddy. Two outs in the third, and still at second is Cody Wilson. Lantigua lays into one and pulls it fair down the right field line on a 2-1 pitch. Knocked down up against the fence and foul territory by Ricardo Mendez, but it's a leadoff double for Edison Lantigua, now a 3-for-4 day. And right now a one-run ball game with two aboard for Auburn in the top of the ninth. West Virginia leading it 4-3. Carson Shaddy 1-for-4 with a single in the fifth. Hit into a double play in the seventh, but right now West Virginia just needs one out, not two, to end it. Shaddy, line drive into center. That's going to drop in front of Macias. Macias cranks up the arm. He'll throw home. The throw's cut off, and Auburn has tied it in the top of the ninth, 4-4. So the double day's down to their final out with three consecutive base hits, Mendez, Wilson, and now Shaddy, and we're all even 4-4. Renard's 2-1. Connell bounces one back to the pitcher. He'll throw home. Cook with the out there to first. Double play. Auburn gets nothing in the top of the 10th. Choose 2-1. Amaral liner into center field for a base hit. Macias going to be waved around. Here comes the throw, and Macias is safe. Another walk-off winner on a Sunday for the West Virginia Black Bears. Daniel Amaral's RBI single wins it 5-4.